Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, August 7th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start today with Iran. Iran announced that it essentially is going to air gap the country's network. Now, Iran, of course, had some high-profile intrusions from state-sponsored malware like Stuxnet, and it now sees it necessary to essentially disconnect itself from the internet and sort of set up its own internal network. Sounds like a great idea, but if it goes anything like past air gapping attempts in similar cases, it's usually not going to work because it's pretty hard to air gap a network completely, particularly a network of that size. And then again, let's remember that Stuxnet evidently was able to penetrate an air gap network via a USB drive. The problem you typically have with air gap networks is that also a lot of basic security functions, like for example patches, are a lot harder to obtain in a properly air-gapped network. And then, of course, that a lot of the resources that you really have the network for happen to be outside of the air-gapped realm. So, for example, you're trying to Google something, how to use a part of your system. Well, you can't do that if you have a well-air-gapped system. And as soon as you start opening up those loopholes, then you essentially end up worse than before because now you can get to all the malware that you want, but some of the patching and such is still impeded. But well, let's stick to the region, but move on to Reuters. Reuters suffered a couple of intrusions this weekend, starting on Friday with its blogging platform being compromised and some pro-Syrian activists posting, well, just weird stories, really. They were so obviously fake that I don't think they really caused any damage. But then, of course, considering that Reuters is considered a trusted news source, it could have been a lot worse. Now, once Reuters took that blogging platform offline, the attackers then went on to compromise Reuters' Twitter accounts and then posted essentially tweets with similar, I would say more prank content than anything else, but also kind of the pro-Syrian government slant to it. Nothing yet about the root cause of the problem, whether or not there were some shared passwords or whether or not compromising the blogging platform then allowed them to, for example, gain access to the Twitter accounts. And on the defensive side, Microsoft released a new tool, the Attack Surface Analyzer tool. It's something that Microsoft originally developed internally for its own use, but it is making the tool public now. Now, this is not a source code analyzer. It is actually analyzing the already compiled program. So, for example, you could apply this tool to software that you purchased, and it looks, for example, at changes the software makes to the file system, where it reads files to, what kind of registry keys it changes, ActiveX controls it may be using, but then also where does it pull input from, and then tries to advise you as to what possible vulnerabilities are that you have to look out for. Sounds like an interesting tool. I haven't had a chance yet to look at it firsthand, but if you're writing software for Windows, and this is really more sort of for the desktop style software for Windows, then you should definitely take a look at this tool. And four employees at Chinese internet search engine Baidu were fired and then also arrested for accepting bribes to remove competitors' content. Essentially, these employees were selling their services to companies to then delete content from their competitors, so they would no longer show up in the search engine or would no longer be found at the higher ranking as their competitors. Kind of an interesting insider story. Again, if you remember, we just had sort of the Apple tech support fiasco there. It is very important to log and control insider activity. Logging is usually a must. Now, the control can be a little bit difficult in these cases, where you do want people to get their work done without asking for permission for everything they do, but definitely being able to reconstruct what employees are doing is very important in these cases. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.